awaken the inner friend. We're invoking your own presence as the inner friend. Let the Buddha welcome whatever vrittis, whatever thought modifications, internally and externally, let the Buddha welcome them. Giving up any type of fear or resistance. Relaxing the body and the mind. Welcoming your experiences. Internally and externally. Let the Buddha gently shift its focus to your own presence, welcoming whatever external or internal perceptions, feelings, etc. that might be there, allowing those to be, welcoming them, shift your attention to your own presence. We do welcome you, whatever experiences, and enjoy its own being, the outlaw, yourself. The Buddha enjoying resting in your being, dropping the ahankara and just being yourself. All experiences are welcomed without resistance. The Buddha is awake to its knowledge. It is awake to its own self. And you simply are yourself. Conscious being. Whole and complete. The very object of meditation. You are the one whom the Buddha contemplates on. In the famous Ekashloki, single verse, which is a text, a single verse, a little text, the Eka. Eka means one. Shloka is verse, one verse. Eka Shloki is that which is consists of one verse. So the little Prakarana Granta, red text by Shankara. It consists of one verse, the Ekashloki. It was like this. Hey, Bhagavan. From the standpoint of this body, I'm your servant. From the standpoint of my mind, the buddhi, I am your bhakta, your devotee. From the standpoint of myself, I am you. The buddhi awake to its knowledge. Is devoted to that self, the very self, the Atma, which is Brahman, which is the very self of Ishvara. That self, which is me. Welcoming all experience as Ishvara. The buddhi pranamam to Brahman, to the self, that it knows, the self that it is awake to, that it has recognized. I abide as myself. I am myself. Welcoming all experiences, there is nothing to be afraid of, because all of them are nitya, none of them change or touch me in any way. But I am their being. So free from fear, I allow them, I welcome them. All of them exist in me. Not touching me, harming me, or changing me in any way. All of the experiences exist in me. just abiding as myself. By my very nature, free from any type of fear. By nature, welcoming. By my nature, what we call Sharanagati, a place of refuge. Not by any action, but just by the nature of my being. Welcoming whatever thoughts or feelings are coming my way. Seeing that nothing happens to me as they pass through or as they remain. I'm simply being myself. If we are looking for a spiritual experience, this is it. Simply being myself. To relax, feel your mind relaxing and expanding in its welcoming of all experience. Feel your body as it relaxes even more. Feel it expanding in its relaxation. Notice your own presence, your own self, becoming more dominant as your mind welcomes experience. Let yourself relax and expand in that relaxation even more. Notice that none of the experiences coming your way are away from your being. They're neither away from your being, from my own self, nor do they change my being in any way. All the experiences exist in me. Free and untouched by all of them. Just relax and just notice that fact, what I'm, or the experience I'm pointing to. Just be yourself. Just very familiar self that you are. Just as we welcome all of our experiences, the agitation and stress and worries tend to dissipate, making your own self so familiar to you much more dominant. The self that has always been you. But now you notice its own nature without looking at yourself through the lens of the mind, of the emotions, of the words. Just being who you've always been. Welcoming experiences, so the mind is more or less silent and not problematic because you're not pushing it away. Just notice your very obvious, the most obvious sense of self that you've always taken completely for granted. Self you've always taken for granted, you're now acknowledging, just me. And just abide as yourself, be yourself. Self that all beings meditate upon.